Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Oh, wouldn't you know it, Rob, we're live, man. Hey, the world is pretty much shut down as we speak. This is absolutely insane. Like, absolutely nuts. Airlines are grounded. Explosives are found at the Trump rally. What else are we missing over here? What else was it? Oh, the U.S. consulate in Israel was attacked, and the U.K. is pretty much on fire. All of that is taking place right now, today. And this is following the attempted assassination on former President Donald Trump. Like, this is a wild week, like, not just for the U.S., but truthfully for the entire world.
Well, the outages actually started going out after the, or at the RNC, which is kind of ironic.
Suspect.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of suspect, yeah.
I work at a hospital, and all of our computers are down. That's from James Lundy. What's going on inside of Spain, Martin? How you doing, buddy? Rob doesn't care.
That's a false statement.
I don't know.
Yeah, people saying you don't care, that's hilarious.
My ponytail won't stay either. I don't know what the fuck are you guys talking about. It's crazy how much we rely on one operating system to run our daily lives. Well, that is kind of crazy, but I actually don't operate any of my daily life on Microsoft-related products. So it doesn't really, it hasn't hindered me personally on a daily basis.
It's amazing what happens when you invest in Apple.
Yeah, yeah. Like buy, I know I have
an
it.
Apple computer, dude. My Apples have lasted years. Like every single time I buy a MacBook, like they're years. I've got one that's over 10 years old. It's just a spare MacBook Air that I just have. Like, well, love them.
D. Whitmire just gifted up 5 memberships. So thank you so much to you, buddy. Donation for the mute button. My God, Fox McCloud with a $5 donation right there. I'm at work right now. Just tell the people I can't sell them anything. you should. Tom Tuttle just gifted out 5 memberships as well. Good. Thank you for all Tuttle's you guys. Tom Tuttle, thank you. And then John Hesse, I'm sure I jacked up your name, but thank you for becoming a true supporter as well. Now, I don't think the entire world should probably switch over to Apple because...
No, I don't want the world to switch over to Apple either. It is an investment, right? When you go and look at like the investment cost that it goes into the computer. But I think when you look at it long term, it kind of makes sense. I heard a saying one time.
Well, John Hesse just gave 10 more, by the way.
Nice, John.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much, John Hesse.
So I heard a saying one time and it was like, we're too poor to afford to buy cheap stuff. Because cheap stuff's always breaking.
Well, this guy just actually, Jacob just said Apple's unsecured. And I don't want to be that guy, but I mean, I've never had any like issues personally with Apple.
I feel like iMessages are encrypted.
And I don't know. I could be crazy though. I know the entire world runs off of Microsoft essentially because.
Right. Because it's the way, yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah, why not?
Well.
You don't start with Elon? I mean, not Elon. Actually, kind of this, you know, it's another version of Elon. I thought they were supposed to be boxing.
He's like the younger version of Elon, but he also reminds me of...
he's got like Jerry curls now.
He does. Like you've seen Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion, right?
No.
You serious? You haven't seen Romeo and Michelle's high school
reunion? I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Like really?
No, but Cody Cody Gadberg just actually gifted out a membership and so did a Rossinator just gifted out 5.
I don't know how you haven't seen
it. I haven't seen either one of those, but thank you.
It is an old movie, dude. And it's a good show. Anyways,
they said iMessage, by the way, is not encrypted.
Sure about that?
That's what this guy T Sweets has said. iPad is in danger. No, your iPad is not in danger.
Well, let's get this video up on the screen and let it run. This is what's his dang name again? Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg talking about Trump being shot.
I've done some stuff personally in the past. I'm not planning on doing that this time. And that includes, you know, not endorsing either of the candidates. Now look, I mean, there's obviously a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. I mean, the historic events over the last, like over the weekend. And I mean, on a personal note, it's, you know, I mean, seeing Donald Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with the American flag is one of the most badass things I've ever seen in my life. But look, I mean, it's, you know, as, and I think, look, it's at some level, as an American, it's like hard to not get kind of emotional about that spirit and that fight. And I think that that's why a lot of people, like the guy.
Oh, here we go. The tides have turned. The turntables have turned.
Actually going to be endorsing Donald Trump.
No, he doesn't have to. I mean, that was enough. He doesn't have to actually publicly come out and say it.
I guess he doesn't, but I mean, that was a pretty, like,
him just saying that is just like, yo, that was pretty cool. The dude stood up after he got shot in the ear.
Right.
That's how everybody gets excited to hang out and do this kind of stuff. They say that's what it's like to be an American.
Right, dude. So an article that got posted by the New York Times last night actually ends up talking about the explosives that were found at the Trump rally from the shooter. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I don't really care. Like, the thing is, I know you're about to geek out on everybody.
I'm
about
not going
to
geek out too hard. I'm not going to geek out very hard.
Out on this explosive stuff. I'm just like, you know what? It's cool. It is what it is. But I'll let
I'm not going to geek out that hard. I'm going to give a short description.
Okay,
here. And then I'm going to play a video to show how powerful it is. And then we're going to walk away.
Does anybody know what a tardio description is of being short? It's like,
it's going to be a short description. So here's what the article said. The article said that the FBI had sent out essentially like a bulletin to law enforcement agencies telling them about the explosive device that was found in the vehicle for like safety purposes. And what they said was that they found ammonium nitrate, that it smelled like nitromethane, and that it was also like some gray powder substance that was in there as well. Now, it doesn't take long if you kind of like been in that industry to figure out that it's a actual form of an ANFO called ammonium nitrate. Or it's actually called animal. It's ammonium nitrate, nitromethane, and aluminum powder all mixed together to make this explosive. And it is like rather powerful. And you do have to get these things right. And I could go on ammonium nitrate and why it's kind of a pain in the ass to be mixing a liquid with it. But either way, here's a short video, guys. And I'm just going to get to the good part. This is 600 grams, like 1.3 pounds of this mixture. And the guy has it set up against a tree that looks to be about a foot thick. And I'm going to show you guys how effective this stuff is that he actually had inside of his vehicle. It's only 1 pound of that stuff. So we don't know how much of it he actually had inside of his vehicle or anything like that. But what I do know is, like, there was a rumor going around that he had fireworks stored in his car. He didn't. This is the same type of explosive, relatively speaking, the same category of explosive that Timothy McVeigh used in Oklahoma City for reference. So
hey, yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit bigger of a deal than I think most people are actually like looking at it and talking about it. They also came out and said, all right, and it was Representative Michael Waltz came out and said that the shooter actually had 3 encrypted overseas accounts.
Yeah, I read that.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I have like 18 different emails, so that really wasn't like crazy to me. I have like, sincere, I think all you guys and gals at home, tell me right now, how many of you guys have 10 different emails? No?
10 different emails? I mean, emails versus encrypted overseas account is 2 entirely different things.
I don't know.
Emails versus encrypted overseas accounts, 2 entirely different things.
But where were they going?
I don't know, man.
I mean, where were the accounts?
They didn't release that information.
That's what I'm saying. Is it an account going to Germany? Is it going to Iran? Is it going to Australia?
Well, even if it was going to Iran, they're going to be using some type of like masking system. So either, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not going to look like it's like over inside of Iran. It'll look like it's inside of Europe somewhere. And then, you know what I mean? Like everything's just routed through the different servers. So it makes it really hard to get. So there's that.
I don't know. I don't really, what does it lead to? I know, cause I know the thing that we're going to talk about here in a minute, and when people think that the FBI was also involved, which I think is very interesting. I don't think it's true, but my God, this is a prime example of how you can take an article or a piece or something and it just explodes into something like I guarantee you 24 to 40 years from now, that person that they're claiming is actually there is going to be like, hey guys, it's not me. This is me.
What do you mean person is actually there?
Like the one that they're like, oh my God, this is the FBI director's here. So
dude, I'm just like, congratulations. You found someone in the FBI that looks, and to me, that chick doesn't even look like him. I think I have a picture of that. If we just want to rush that here.
I sent you a video of it. I was actually
I know. And I don't even think I put it in there because it's just so stupid. So like, good luck. I mean, I could pull it up real quick.
Andrew Mahoon said that he had an alert that my Microsoft account was hacked. IP was out of Iraq and tied to a Saudi owned telecom company. Yeah. Andrew, I'm sure you enjoyed that wake up. I actually woke up one time and I was on the front page of Malaysian Airlines. I don't know if you guys remember that. Yeah. When the plane went missing, I was actually on the front page for like 24 hours as being the guy that was tied to ISIS. I don't know if you guys know that.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Tied to ISIS?
Yeah, it was really, really interesting. That actually did happen. What's going on from Santa Barbara, California? You didn't know about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So these hackers, I was getting a little bit of a tussle with this guy on the internet, you know, nothing too crazy. Hey, AP Payne, thanks for gifting out 10 memberships.
AP Payne in the house.
Thank you so much. And they didn't like me very much, so they hacked all my accounts, all my emails and everything. That's why every single one of my accounts now has a different email attached to it because of this day. So I had one email attached to all my accounts. And I ended up on the front page.
Which were linked to ISIS, apparently.
No, yeah, so on the front page, like, I wonder if I could type it in, Robert Turkle, Malaysian Airlines. It might pop up now. I'm going to here in a second.
You should do it.
But I had so many missed calls from Malaysian reporters asking about the missing Malaysian plane that went down.
Dude, that's wild.
Yeah, you didn't know about that.
No, I didn't.
I thought you knew about that. Well, yeah.
Why don't you look that up while I play this video of what you're talking about the representative? Because this, in my opinion, you know, the stuff I talked about the explosives, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's just a fact, right? About the explosives. This type of stuff, these are the conspiracy theories that I absolutely hate. In my opinion, this lady that we're about to put up on the screen that was standing behind Trump looks nothing like her, but that's just me.
She sits down. Yep. Watch this. Puts the sign up. She's completely normal, and then watch. What the fuck? What the fuck? People are freaking out.
And she's filming.
And she's just like right there. She's not even freaking the fuck out. What the fuck? This shit, dude.
Watch. You just completely ruined it.
It's the video, man. I don't know what you want me to. It's the video. I'm sorry. Anyways, no, you can have a couple. It'll just be limited now. It's just going to be limited. But yeah, either way, that's it. The lady reportedly is an assistant director over at the FBI for some field office or some crap. And I don't think it looks like her. There's a lot of people that are saying it does. But in my opinion, it absolutely doesn't. And while we were looking through that, Rob says he actually found the article that links him to ISIS. So
yeah,
you drop it?
Yeah, I got the Wall Street Journal one. No, I haven't got it here.
You made the Wall Street Journal for this?
Yeah, right there.
You were kidding me.
I thought you all knew about this.
No.
Yeah, just that's it. Here I can. ISIS will prevail right there. Most visitors to MalaysianAirlines.com for several hours Monday saw a message that says ISIS will prevail. And then it had a 404 underneath. Oh, you can't read the rest of it. But then it actually linked my actual. This other one states. Here, I'll give you both of them. I can't believe no one knew about this. Yeah, this happened back in 2015 to me. No, pretty cool, yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah, that was 2015, dude. When did you actually start on YouTube?
Because I started after that. So.
What?
I started, a little bit after that. Yeah, here, look, here's the Wall Street Journal version of this. It's pretty cool, you know, fuck me, right? So there you go. Yeah, there's both of them. So you can kind of see the beginning of the Wall Street Journal. Then, of course, I want you to pay for it. But, you can see right there. There I was, 404 not found. And you can, it might actually show the picture. I don't know if it shows the picture of the... Yeah, you can read right there. See, you're not reading. You're just scrolling too quick. You got
Malaysia Airlines had its website hacked by a group that appeared... To be trying to settle a score with U.S. video game company. Most visitors, Malaysia Airlines.com for several hours on Monday, saw a message that said ISIS will prevail at the top of their browser and the airline's ticket network. But it doesn't say your name on that one, though.
Yeah, on the next one, it does.
On this one, it does.
Yeah.
Hacker group Cyber Caliphate targets Malaysia Airlines. Yeah.
You scroll down here, it says right here, it had a rap song that was titled Hands in Your Ear. It played as well, references to ISIS, former Islamic State group. And then it had my Twitter handle right there, locked in. Pretty cool. No big deal. But anyway, weird time in my life.
Lizard Mafia?
Yeah, weird time. But that did happen. So I know. I thought you guys might have known about this.
No, dude. I had no idea. That is crazy.
Yeah. March 22. Thank you for coming. A true supporter. Sincerely appreciate you. Landon Mays with $20. Penny for your thoughts. Do you think Trump's assassination attempt is bringing back patriotism to the U.S. Is it me or are these more people interested in politics? I think a lot of people are realizing, I don't think people like to lose. So I don't think they want to choose a losing side. And I think a lot of people are going to switch sides because of that same reason right there, to be honest with you.
That's a valid point.
People don't like to be on the losing side, but I voted for this guy and he lost.
Do I think it's going to bring back patriotism? I think, in my opinion on that, is that most Americans are looking at, you know, the trial where he just got held up in New York and got slapped, what was it, like 34 felonies?
Yeah, whatever it
was. Then they're looking at, you know, this assassination attempt and all the other attempts to silence him. They're looking at his raid on Mar-a-Lago and all that other crap, which, by the way, got dropped, did it not?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure the Mar-a-Lago crap got dropped. So they're looking at all this stuff and they're like, it's too much for it to, you know, be a conspiracy at this point, I think is what a lot of people are thinking on that. And so with that being said, I think people are more or less fed up with the way the government's being ran. Like weaponizing the government against political opponents is the key words I'm seeing thrown around a lot. So that'd be my opinion.
Janie, I'm sorry if I missed your name or messed it up pretty bad. I'm pretty sure I did. J-A-N-N-E. Yanni, maybe. Anyway, thank you for becoming a member again for 8 months now.
Nice.
And then Emily Bradham, who's in here with 20, dropping 20. Thank you so much, my lovely lady, my good friend, you. I do appreciate everything you've done for this country.
Em's awesome. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Next video.
I will ensure that the future of crypto and the future of Bitcoin will be made in the USA, not driven overseas. I will support the right to self-custody. To the nation's 50 million crypto holders, I say this with your vote. I will keep Elizabeth Warren and her goons away from your Bitcoin. And I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency.
I feel like that's actually something people are worried about, is a central bank digital currency.
I think a lot of people are also worried about the fact that he might release the JFK documents as well. That's exactly Z.
I'm sorry, what?
Remember for 9 months? Yeah, because remember he said he was going to release the JFK documents if he wins.
Dude, if he does that, that's going to be insane.
I mean, I actually kind of hope he does. I don't know. I haven't studied that enough to really understand it or give it an actual like honest opinion on it. So I'm not going to. I don't know enough about it to. I'm not that ignorant to do so. So I don't know.
I'll give you the gist of it in 5 seconds.
Okay.
Where the shooter was located at versus how one of the rounds impacted Kennedy's head and how the kinetic energy went through it and pushed it. It was in an opposite direction from where the bullet should have came from.
Okay.
So that's what they're looking at on the Kennedy assassination, is saying the trajectory of the round that hit his head in the direction in which it threw him was in complete, you know, different direction than what.
So you're saying he got shot from the right side, but the bullet entered from the left side.
He got shot more or less from the front right versus the back right. And we live, by the way, very near the location. It was kind of cool for me to go down there and see it. I actually, for the first time, went down and saw the Kennedy assassination site last year. I thought it was pretty cool. Anyways, so Trump's also set to meet with Zelensky this week about
Ukraine. Yeah, I did see that. So if he meets with Zelensky, I mean, I just want everybody to know, him meeting with Zelensky is like solidifying his election, like completely. I mean, for one, the Democrats have no clue who is actually going to be replacing Biden. And I did see this morning that four more top Democrats came out and said, yeah, okay, whatever, who cares? But who's going to replace him? It's not going to be Kamala. And does anybody know anything about this Project 2025? I saw it come through the chat.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I didn't read enough of it to actually give two shits about it, but Trump's not associated with
it. Okay. I just want to throw it out there. I know a lot of you guys, I've seen it come through the chat, and I don't care enough about it to read it, but maybe I probably should. Should I do it? Should I actually read anything about this or no? Because I mean, really.
To me, it's another one of those conspiracy things. It's misinformation that was thrown towards Trump to kind of like pull him down. He's not endorsing it. He's not a fan of it. Never that I'm aware of. But the big deal with him and Zelensky.
Everybody says read it. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I'll take time to read it at some point. I just never really cared. I just thought it was a bunch of really what you just said. A bunch of misinformation that's coming through.
Right. Well, the big thing to me about Trump meeting up with Zelensky is Trump has basically said that he's going to be able to shut the war down on day one. Right. Like that's what he said, is he's gonna be able to shut the war down on day one. He'll make sure that there is a peace deal in place. And apparently Zelensky just came out and said that any peace deal, including Ukraine giving up any chunk of its terrain, is not going to happen. So I'm very curious to see what ends up coming out of this meeting with Zelensky and Trump.
I mean, the only thing that Trump would say, like, just so you know, we're going to cut your funding in half. And then what's he going to say there? And this gentleman right here, Underhanded Joe, he's been a member for 8 months, and he says, I'm really not into politics, but the only people, and he says with the capital words there, you know, capitalize only, I see talking about Project 2025 are lefties scaring people.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. Like, seriously, that's all I've really seen it is being pushed by like left platforms. I haven't seen like Trump go off on a freaking rant about how great 2025 is or anything else. It's just like lefties that are pushing it, apparently.
You're going to, I'm there's going to become a day, guys, by the way, he's going to hit this table so hard because he's so excited about something. It's going to snap in two. I'm telling you, this table is taking a brutal beating from your right hand.
Taking a beating. I've got comments on the keyboard. I've been told that I'm like beating the hell out of the keyboard. I need to relax on that. But yeah, no, it just is what it is.
So. Josh Glover, appreciate you. Member for 5 months. What even is 2025? Okay, yeah, well, you're about on the same page as me. Harambe the God has been a member for 9 months now. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Why do you say Jesus stopped lying? Luke Palladino, I sincerely have not read anything on Playbook, or excuse me, Project 2025. I'm on the site for the first time right now looking at it.
Anyways. All right. So let's keep on because we'll read up on that. If you guys want us to talk about it, we'll read up on
it.
I don't want to talk about it right now. I don't think it has anything to do with him. And I think it's another one of those like misinformation campaigns that just constantly being blasted out on social media right now. But apparently Yahoo is not going to allow you to comment on Trump 2024. Yeah. And if you do, it says some members of the community may find your comment inappropriate.
You need to actually test it. I brought this over to you for you to test it. I want you to go on Yahoo for everybody to see and see if it actually does this. Because I watched this video for a second. Go to Yahoo real quick.
You want me to go to Yahoo right now?
Yeah, I want you to open up a tab and you can watch the video if you'd like, but I want you to go to Yahoo and actually
let's play the video first, then we'll give it a run here on air because I'm not sure. Like, but we'll give it a try. Ready?
Boner just gifted out 5 memberships. Thank you so much, Boner. And Lane Killian just gifted out 10. So we went from Boner to Lane.
I'm pretty sure it's Ian.
It's
Ian.
It is Ian. It's we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Damn it, Ian.
All right, let's roll that beautiful bean.
Hey guys, this is Yahoo News. This is how the leftist media is stopping our voices. Watch what happens when I type in Trump. Let's spell it right, Vinny. Trump 2024. Post it. Oh my God, some members of the community may find your comment inappropriate. What's inappropriate about that? Okay, that's fine. Check this out.
It did say he could post anyways. It just gives a warning saying that it's inappropriate, but we're going to try this out.
Biden, 2024. Oh, that went through no problem.
You know, it is kind of interesting because Yahoo Finance has sponsored a couple videos of ours like recently. So it is rather interesting. So let's go over to Yahoo and take a look at that.
I haven't used Yahoo News in a really, really long time.
I'm not even sure if I'm signed into Yahoo right now or if I have a sign-in for Yahoo because I think you have to have a sign-in in order to do it.
Oh, I'm excited because you should make one just for us. There's a bunch of stuff coming through the chat anyway. I got this. Don't worry. Read a headline that they might take Mark Kelly to replace Biden. I don't even know who Mark Kelly is. Matt and Rob, keep it the good work. And another fan of Speak the Truth are pissing off pro-Palestinians on game called Conflict of Nations. Thank you, H-Town Racing. I appreciate it. I don't even know what that is. Do you know what Conflict of Nations is?
I'm sorry, dude. I'm busy over on this whole email thing.
Camus 83489, quick question. Why haven't Dems replaced Biden yet? Are they dumb? I don't know. I'm sure they have to have a plan. I'm sure they have one. They just haven't really put it out there yet.
I don't think they're dumb.
It's like Risk. Yeah, I know. I've never played this game. Just DM Matt Project 47 and Matt on X. Tom Too Tall. Ban a video. It's a strategy game. Oh, BBG, what's going on, buddy? Thank you for gifting out 5 memberships. You guys are being really awesome on this Friday morning. I know someone were asking us inside the chat earlier about what we need to get our times squared away. Do we want to do mornings or evenings? I don't know what Tardio does on Fridays, but his night times are taken up. So I think he does something with his wife.
Family time on Friday.
That's
nights.
What he does on Fridays.
Family time on Friday nights. Family time. But you know, if we were to do them earlier in the evening on Friday, say like 5 o'clock, I think that would be acceptable.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just here for you guys. So, yeah.
I think that would be acceptable.
Okay. BBG. I don't know what BBG stands for. I guess it could mean a lot of different things. I guess. Mike Obama doesn't want to. You know, so I don't think Obama's going to be coming. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Rob W. has been a member for 8 months. Grow the mustache, Rob. My mustache does not grow fully. It's not very good. It's not a very pretty looking mustache.
Mm-mm.
It's not, unfortunately. Just snagged a welfare membership. I'm officially a dole rat now. Well, thank you. You now, you got a, Joe Trenchfoot has now got a free membership. How do you feel about it, Joe?
Joe Trenchfoot.
Yeah, nice. Joe.
He's been around for a while too.
What's,
all right, so let's talk.
Do you not get the Yahoo thing?
No, I don't have an account. I don't feel like creating another one and making another email.
God, what a life. Do you want me to? What a life. You live a tough life.
I already looked at it. It does let you post it. We saw it in the video.
Okay.
It just gives you a warning.
Just go ahead.
Like, it's kind of silly. But, let me find it over here. So last night over in Israel, Tel Aviv got hit by a drone, and it was reportedly targeting the U.S. consulate. We have footage of the drone going in and actually going over to strike it, along with some other things that happened. So let me get that up on the screen, and then we're going to talk about where it came from and why, and it's kind of a big deal. Let me get that up there. Now, the initial reports of this thing coming in said that it was actually a vehicle-borne IED, and then they looked a little bit deeper into it, and then they started to find the drone parts and everything else. Give them a shout-out, Rob.
I was going to say, thanks, Seva the Slave, for becoming our Slavs or Slaves. Yeah, it's Slavs. Thanks for coming to True Support. I appreciate it. What's my everyday carry? A 9-inch fatty. As a Navy vet, I take everything the government says with a grain of salt. Deck Ape, thanks for the $5. And I would say that's probably a factual thing. Matt Borgeron, $5. It's hard to believe anything that comes from any political side nowadays. I can't see this resolving, only worsening within 10 years. Yeah, I don't really disagree with that. It's kind of, everything's kind of shifted. I think ever since Obama got in the office, everything shifted so significantly.
Very much so. A lot of shifting took place back then, dude. And I remember watching Obama, like, I think it was when we were stationed together. When Obama got elected, right?
Yeah, because I was with old boy Bush beforehand. J.R., what's up, buddy? Thanks for coming to True Supporter as well.
I believe it's J.R.
J.R.? No.
But yeah, no, I remember when Obama got elected president, and he stood up at his like first State of the Union address, and he's like, I'm going to give our military the pay and benefits in which they deserve. And I was all excited about it. Like, hell yeah, dude. Like, pay us. And then we ended up getting like the lowest freaking like increase that year as like ever seen. Like it was low as hell.
Not only that, by the time I was getting out, if I was going out to the field and I was married, I had to pay for my MREs.
Oh yeah, that was a thing too.
That was a real thing.
I forgot all about that. Yeah. They were having it like they were taking it out of BAS. They were taking it out of
you know how crazy that is?
Yeah.
They were taking basically a food stipend for us to go out and train in the field that they were forcing us to go to. It was just the craziest thing ever. And you were limited to the amount of rounds that you had.
There was a point in time where like our battalion couldn't even afford toilet paper under Obama's administration. And this is like at a time of war. And we ended up having a lot of ammo for training and everything else. And then it just kind of like went off and it's like, okay, now you got your annual quals, but I guess that's neither here nor there. You know what I'm saying? But things really did start to take a turn for the worse with the military back then.
Bo Williams gifted out 5 memberships as well. Thank you, Bo. It says you did it twice, but I think it came through once. No, it came. It's just being crazy. It doesn't really matter. Thank you so much, Bo, for being a gentleman and a scholar.
Well, getting back on that drone strike, Rear Admiral Haggerty said, after initial inquiry, it is likely that this was a Samad 3 UAV, which we assessed flew from Yemen into Tel Aviv. The Samad 3 is an Iranian weapon that was likely upgraded to extend its flight range. Iran supports funds and arms as proxies in the region in Gaza, Judea, and Samaria, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen, as seen last night. Now, the crazy thing is the U.S. CENTCOM commander also showed up over into Israel today, and they're expecting what the word on the street is. They're expecting some sort of retaliatory strike from all of the fleet that's currently floating around over inside the Red Sea. So they're thinking they're going to actually start taking it to the Houthis, because over the last week, the Houthis have been claiming that they're just going to be bombing the shit out of Northwest Israel, shutting down the ports and doing all sorts of crap. But following that strike as well inside of Tel Aviv last night, it was preceded by about, I think it was like 60 plus rockets from Hezbollah that ended up getting shot into northern Israel. And yesterday it came out also that Israel may not now be invading Lebanon. And I don't know if that's because of political pressure, and they're talking about maybe just doing an air campaign over it. So all of that has been coming out. We're just going to keep you guys posted on that as that develops.
I saw, do we have the AOC rant? Did I send that to you?
No, but it's like a very long one, isn't it? Like a 10-minute long rant?
No, she posted, I don't know. No, it was just recently. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I'll find it. I mean, it's right here. It's 11 seconds.
Oh, that's it? Oh, no, that is part of a much longer, like, 10-minute video. But, yeah, send that over. Okay. You can send that over if you want.
Well, this one's 22 seconds long. Yeah, AOC goes on her normal. God, she's just absolutely nutty, nutty, insane. And this is another thing is, like, she's doubling down knowing that imagine being her. She's spewed the hate for years, and now she's about to have to deal with the guy that she's hated the most. So this is really interesting that what you just pulled
so
up.
So let's do that. Let's do the AOC thing real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll jump in. We'll jump in up over into London, and then we'll start talking about this massive outage that's taking place around the world.
This video is an hour long, by the way, not 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, it's long as hell.
Wow.
So maybe just show that short clip, like, if you got it.
Yeah, there's actually I sent that one, and there's another one apparently where she admits that no one wants Kamala either.
What?
Yeah, they're just eating their own. Well, I'm not saying that correctly, by the way. All the people that are sitting at their house right now, there's no way I'm saying this. Where you eat your, like,
eating your own,
like, you know, when the coyotes are what am I trying to say here?
I think the actual statement you brought this up like three times. I just can't get it. Eating your own.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's what I've been.
There's also biting the hand that feeds you. I mean,
yeah, but that's not here.
It's eating your own, I think, is what you're eating your own, looking okay. for. You're like, I'm not saying it correct, and I think you actually are. But yeah, let's get AOC up on the screen. I'm very curious to see what she actually had to say.
Is that everybody is terrified of a Trump presidency, and everybody wants to do everything and anything possible to prevent that from happening. And I think that regardless of your position on that, I think an overwhelming amount of people are motivated by that. Is that everybody is terrified of a Trump president.
That's what they're concerned about? That's the big news with AOC ranting for an hour?
No, there was two clicks, but two clips. I don't know. I don't know.
Is she even relevant anymore? Like, I feel like most people have determined that she is just a whack job at this point.
Well, they are kind of like giving her a little bit of a hand gestures. Hate on displaying.
All right. So you want to talk about the UK and what's going on over there? Because that place is on fire. Like, and it has been on fire. And there is some wild stuff that's going on over there. Where was it was the kid had been arrested. Or the kid had been taken away from the parents and then caused everybody to, like, do this massive uprising. And now we have, like...
Imagine if they lost the Secret Service data inside this Microsoft outage. look at your face. Yeah, look at your face there.
I don't know about Secret Service data being leaked, man.
Look at your face when I said that out loud.
If some crap like that comes out, I'm just going to lose it. So let's just show what's taking place. Okay. About all that I can take of that music, but you kind of get the idea for what's going on there. But it wasn't just that. I mean, we've got here. Let me.
This one's ripping.
This is real. Let me. Yeah. That would be the Hamas flag, ladies and gentlemen. Right, like, what the hell? Like, how is that allowed? Like, seriously, flying the flag of a terrorist and waving it over a massive crowd. I don't know how any of that could be considered acceptable. But it also looks like London, like, this one says that, like, London was closed off for the entire day. Bro, is that dude crying?
He's not really crying.
I think he's crying.
He's not crying.
فناداه
So last night we showed all the, you know, like video clips and stuff of like everything getting flipped and freaking cars on fire and all sorts of crazy shit. And then we have that madness.
The movie has been predicted. London has fallen.
London has fallen. Well, you ready to talk about this massive outage, my friend? And everything it's affecting. Like, I have a list of all the crap. Three major airlines so far have been shut down here in the United States. And what we're about to put up on the screen right here and let it roll is a 12-hour time lapse of aircraft over the United States because of this outage that has occurred. Freaking insane.
One of the only planes, it's kind of incredible when you see the amount of planes that are flying at once. But I will say, I think it was Southwest Airlines is one of the only companies that's not really being affected because they never updated their computers.
I don't blame them at all.
Yeah.
Actually, my brother-in-law is an airline pilot. Like, we could actually just ambush him and put him on the phone and see what he's got to say.
So
that's not cool. I hate it when I do that. That's not nice.
3 minutes ago, Blinken, Secretary State Blinken, just actually stated that Iran is 1 or 2 weeks away from reaching capacity of producing fissile material for nuclear weapons. That was three minutes ago.
So
to me, I think that's much more important. I don't know. I think, you know, this is almost like, was this a cyber attack, by the way? Do you know?
No, it's not a cyber attack. Apparently it was a patch that ended up getting pushed out by, I'm trying to remember what the name of the company was off the top of my head. But it was like some sort of a security patch that ended up getting pushed out by the company. And then because of that,
I can see the logo. bless you. I can see the logo right now, actually.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get it up. So I reached out to my buddy who is like a IT whiz and asked him specifically about it. The company's name is CrowdStrike. So what I asked him, so what I asked him, I said, should, well, first of all, he said, nothing intimate. Looks like it affects devices running a security program called CrowdStrike Falcon, which he's never heard of. And he imagined it's an enterprise level. I said, is this an oh crap scenario or is it a no big deal and it will be fixed in a couple of hours type scenario? He said, we should absolutely be fixed. CrowdStrike has already released a fix, though if systems are offline, applying that fix is a different story, though it should also be a bit of a wake-up call if a bug security patch to one security program can have this kind of impact. Just goes to show how vulnerable redundancy is for your infrastructure and why it is best not to always have the bleeding edge in software updates, like Southwest Airlines. Also, we have just showed the black hats how to sow real chaos and disrupt the global market. CrowdStrike and similar companies will likely have a much larger target on their back since we have already assumed that they will already be getting targeted.
So also, I didn't know about this. You know, Donald Trump actually said during the Republican the convention that Hamas had better release the American hostages. Correct. Still being held in Gaza Strip before he enters office or the price will be high.
Correct. He did say that. Yeah. And that's what I've been getting at this whole time as we've been talking about like the reporting on Israel is that the current administration, if anything, has been screwing over because there's still 8 U.S. hostages inside of Gaza. 3 of them are confirmed dead. 5 of them are presumed to be alive right now. And our policy, as far as the U.S. goes, that we don't negotiate with terrorists. But for some reason, the Biden administration wants to push that on Netanyahu, that they need to be negotiating with Hamas in order to get these hostages out alive. We've held up weapons deliveries to them and truthfully have held up different assaults and everything else that should be, you know, getting results back for U.S. hostages. And oh, by the way, the president actually has authorities to send in special operators to go in and conduct raids to get these freaking dudes back. He doesn't need approval of Congress to do that. It is within his authority to be capable of doing that. So, yeah, I think when Trump says they better be giving them back, I think he means it because he is going to have the authority to unleash unholy hell on Hamas in order to get those 5 U.S. hostages back.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the Secret Service finally came out and stated that Trump was actually injured by bullet, not glass. So I'll let everybody know that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't put it in here. I'll just go grab the slow-mo clip of like Trump's ear getting blown off.
Don't do that. Bryce Beasley, thanks for $10. I appreciate you. Look it up on TikTok. Thomas Crooks last video. My name is Thomas Matthew Crooks. You have the wrong guy? What?
No, that's a thing. He posted a video the day prior and he said, you know, my name's Thomas Matthew Crooks, blah, 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 blah.
Do you have the video? Guy.
I'm sure I can find it real quick. It's not going to take that long.
Man, I'm telling you, that is the kind, we need that thing. Why did you pull that thing up? That's awesome. That's the kind of stuff right there. I appreciate all the 1,500 people that are hanging out in here.
Because one, I haven't been able to find his actually TikTok account, but yeah. Here we go. You ready?
My name is Thomas Matthew Crooks. I hate Republicans. I hate Trump. And guess what? You got the wrong guy.
That's literally it. I hate Republicans. I hate Trump. And guess what? You got the wrong guy. And there's a lot of people right now, and I can pull up like some of my most recent TikTok posts and show you that people are like claiming like he is a Republican. And then this video exists to where he's literally saying, I hate Republicans and you got the wrong guy. Kind of weird, isn't it? You want to see it again?
Huh.
You want to see it again?
Yeah.
Let's play it again. Let's play it again.
My name is Thomas Matthew Crooks. I hate Republicans. I hate Trump. And guess what? You got the wrong guy.
Yeah, about that.
I don't know. It just seems a little strange. It's not the same. It just doesn't look like the same guy.
It is, I'm sure. And it probably has to do with the different camera lenses and things like that he's using. Yeah. One's an iPhone, one's that, you know, like he's probably using some sort of cell device there to take that freaking video. And then you have the other pictures of him. God only knows what that was taken with.
His glasses look different as well. I don't know a lot of people that change their glasses that often, but.
I don't know about that, man. But yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing that's out there. Yep. For dang sure. He says you got the wrong guy. And that's leading a bunch of other conspiracy theories about it. So
I think it's a troll account myself. Andrew Stevenson, thank you so much for being a member. I appreciate you, buddy. On the Sean Ryan Show, RFK told Ryan that Trump made a promise to release the JFK documents and Epstein documents. Oh, Kenneth, well, if he did actually release the Epstein stuff, I think that's probably pretty detrimental to quite a bit of people. That's just me. Am I reading the comments? Yeah, I'm in the middle of reading a bunch of stuff. Dude, look, inbred to me. It's not the same guy that's been debunked. I know. I didn't think, just by me looking at it for 13 seconds, did not seem... Look like a troll. Troll account. It's some cringe fool trying to gain 10 minutes of fame. Well, that's a really strange way to gain a little bit of fame, to be honest with you.
Right. Somebody said, look at the comments on it.
No, look at our comments.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to read the comments. Hey, guys, I can't send dono message I want to send on YouTube. Can I DM it to you on Discord? Matt, YouTube is censoring. Yeah, Castle, go ahead and you can send whatever you'd like over on the Discord. Yeah. That's why we had the Discord. If you guys don't know.
You can send it over on Discord or you can reach us over on our Twitter account as well.
Oh, geez. I'm going to pin the Twitter account. I can do that right now. I got you guys. Let me pin the Twitter account. If you guys have anything you guys would like to say to us, let me actually pin that son of a gun real quick.
So, yeah, if you guys aren't following us over on Twitter, you're more than welcome to do it. We just revamped our Twitter as well, so you're able to get up over there and start actually putting it out. I got a video actually up on Twitter that's explaining the freaking explosive devices and things like that that were found, and then we're also putting out other relevant information throughout the day. So if you guys want to stay up to date and posted, head on over to the Twitter account. That'll keep you up there. But, yeah, you can also send things through our Discord, and I should actually have that already logged in up over here.
There you go. I just pinned our Twitter at the very top. So there it is. If you guys wanted to get it, then you guys can click on it, go follow us over there. And if you guys are members and you guys are just getting your membership for the first time because somebody was generously kind enough to gift you one, you guys will have access to Discord where there's thousands of people. Thousands of people in the Discord. And it actually just beeped right now. I guess Tardy was trying to go look at a DM that somebody inside this chat had just sent. I'm here for you, Full Irish Jerry. I'm here for you.
I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for it right now. Dude, I've got to get on Discord more and clear some of this stuff up because I've got like 1,000 message requests. I need to get on Discord more. Wow, look at that sucker though. 14 minutes. I don't see a message request yet. So let me check my current messages and see what we have over
community here. Tab. Yes, it's on the community tab, Sestutes. Community tab for the Discord members. There should be like a link for everybody who's a member. You guys get access to it. It should be good. Only sent him like 50 KB. Never got a response. Well, I'm going to tell right now that I'm going to blame Matt for that since he's had access to it.
A response for what?
I don't know. Just whatever was in the Discord.
Yeah, dude. You know how many messages I'm getting on Discord? It is a nightmare. Like, look at this. Here, look.
No, I see it. Looks like my Instagram account.
Yeah, exactly. You know how long it takes to dig through those things, guys? Like, I'm working on it. I'm doing my best. It takes some time.
Austin, yeah, you should. My title. What do you mean my title's wrong? Lil AP? Dr. Disrespect Island. Oh, geez. I don't know about that. You know what? One of my good friends used to be good friends, I guess, with him as well. That's kind of an awkward situation entirely all the way through. I know that video is definitely fake, Beasley. It's kind of weird. I wonder who the guy was that decided he wanted to try to pretend like he was a guy that shot Trump. What you got going on over there?
Underhanded Joe reading a message from him about some 15-year-old girls that had double mastectomy breast removal. I ended up getting bit. Yeah, that's an wow. idiot. Don't do that. Don't put stuff like that on the Discord, guys.
Yeah, he's talking about there's also General Tap. Member from War Dog. What's up, War Dog? How you doing, buddy? He's been a member for 9 months now. Nobody needs to get a Discord more. I sent the message on the general chat. Okay, general chat.
Okay, so gen chat.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, there's a lot over there. Look at all that. Holy Toledo. Dude. There you go.
Right.
There you go. He's got the Discord pulled up right now for you guys. I appreciate you, Camille M. We're trying to be as interactive as we possibly can be. Too close to podcast and would y'all play? You missed by Tom McDonald. What? Too close to podcast? Jonathan Wilson, I don't know if I'm really understanding that question you just asked. Too close to podcast. I don't understand that.
So I'm in the gen chat and I'm not seeing. Who was it that wanted? Who was it that said they posted something?
Yeah, T-Swoot says good luck finding anything in gen chat.
Yeah, right. Like, for you guys, yeah, for you that don't know, here's our gen chat that we have pulling up over here. And you guys are constantly posting stuff. Like it is trying to figure out what messages I'm looking for or who it was. That's going to take a sec.
Oh, to end the podcast. Okay, I got you. Can you play You Missed? Oh, I feel like an idiot. Tom McDonald. Can you play You Missed by Tom McDonald? Okay, I got it. I got it. Yeah.
Tom McDonald.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I got it.
Maybe this is it because he just
said, yeah, he said bottom of screen. Let's see what it is.
Well, they said, who said bottom of the screen? You're not helping me out. Bottom of the screen. So the very one at the bottom. So the one from Russinator showing 470 riders who carried out a program against Syrian refugees in Turkey. More about it.
Tardio is struggling right now. He's starting to get frustrated. I could tell his blood is starting to boil.
There's so much stuff.
There's too much stuff going on.
Information.
I don't know. I'm reading the chat.
Clear, concise information.
I don't know. That's what it says. It says at the bottom. So I read at the bottom.
Okay. So it's got to be this one. I'm muted, aren't I? At least once, ladies and gentlemen, at least one time every podcast, I will mute the mic and forget to unmute it. If you're new here, that's going to happen. Ah, Lord Almighty. Lord Almighty. Anyways, so yeah. Back to the outage. Several U.S. airlines are shut down here in the United States. American, Delta, United are all shut down. Then we also have like several news agencies that are having issues because of like the security patch system that are taking place. Let's see. It looks like Sky News, which is one of UK's biggest television channels, has reported issues. And then over here in the United States, it sounds like there is U.S. hospitals and other EMR and emergency systems that are shut down. I've read that 911 reporting systems in Alaska and several other states are shut down. This is not up to date because it's as of a couple hours ago, but it gives you kind of a list of different things that are being shut down around the world. Over in Australia, you have ABC, SBS, and 7 Network, 9 Network, all that crap shut down. Different airlines, the Sydney airport, the Melbourne airport, supermarkets are shut down, banks are shut down. All this crap is being shut down in and around the world. Over here in the United States, as far as the airline goes, they have ground stops for United, Delta, and American emergency services. 911 outages are being reported in Alaska, Arizona, New Hampshire and likely several other locations now that all of this has been going down. But if you guys are interested in all of that stuff, I'll take that sucker and retweet it up over on our account so you guys can see the actual outages that have been reported around the world. Let me get that sucker up and moving for you guys as well. Woo! How did that sound?
It was a mouthful, and you did everything correctly. And yeah. I give you props for everything you did right there.
Yeah.
You actually kept the mute button off, which is great.
That's what I try to do, man. You know, I try to keep it to the once a podcast mess up, but we'll get those cables set up.
And I think what the thing is, I think we need is like a big mute sign. When you press it, that thing blows red.
I'm trying to get it there.
Just red.
Like a big red light
like
that's up there that idiot. Says we're on mute. Yeah, I should probably do that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What is this? You sent this to me.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is. I send you a lot of stuff I do not watch at all. So I just send it to you and hope that it doesn't have something bad in it.
All right. Let's get it running.
That I have on that. These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take a iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be fatal to people his age. So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same?
It should.
I mean, it's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident, but it's an elderly man coming through out of an illness.
It should.
During an active shooter event. So to be clear, the active shooter was put down during that photo op, if you will, right? So he was put down. Now, to be fair, the Secret Service doesn't know for 100% that there wasn't another shooter at the time, but it does bring up a little bit of a question on why did they actually allow him to pause and not just drag his butt off stage? And I think, generally speaking, there is a feeling that kind of goes around when you know something's bad and you know something's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't. I personally, I hate those shows. I despise them with a passion. They do nothing but just spew a bunch of nonsense that's mainly just for views. And this right here is actually really hilarious. If you guys have not seen this one that's going to be coming up, it's not like a show or anything. It's actually just more of a, what do you want to call this? A clip. just roll it because it makes your ears feel so glorious.
All right.
So yes, this November, we're going to make America great again. So yes, this November, we're going to make America great again.
So here we go. The Democratic Party is now taking Trump's old slogan because they struggled so hard. Yeah, way to go.
It is a good slogan, to be perfectly honest. Like,
yeah, it is, but it's...
It's catchy. It rolls off the ear. You want to talk about this that I have up on the screen over here?
That's actually pretty good. Go ahead and run it. Yeah,
I'm gonna throw that up there.
Yeah.
There you go. They can see it.
Oh, they can't really read it. You're gonna have to read it off.
Okay, so here we go. U.S. presidential election swing state polls. They have Biden losing in Arizona by 7%. Biden losing in Nevada by 5%. Biden losing in Wisconsin by 5%. Michigan by 3%. Pennsylvania by 5%, Georgia by 6%, and all that came out of Emerson. So yeah. Do you think it's a conspiracy or just a way for the Democrats to get Biden to go down because they feel like he's losing?
Oh, he's already losing. I mean, it's fairly confident to see that. It's very, no one wants to be on a losing team. That's why everybody's turning their back on him, stabbing in the back. Seth Wortham, thank you for being a member for 8 months. Appreciate everything you've done, and happy birthday on your 31st. Can everybody just say happy birthday to Seth in the chat? He's been a member for 8 months, followed along. Somehow he did not get cancer of the ears by listening to everything we talk about on here. So happy birthday to you, buddy.
Good.
I hope you're having a fantastic. Yeah, no, that's what I always say. When someone happy says birthday, they watch buddy. My content, I said, man, I feel bad for you. Why do you do that to yourself? So happy birthday to you. Yeah, Hulk Hogan did speak at the RNC, which was
absolutely phenomenal. Oh, God. Did you see him ripping his shirt off?
Yeah, he was doing great. I mean, he got all the way down to the final end, and he had to, like, do one more little... And he just got it. I kind of love it, so...
I know that clip's got to be trending right now. There it is. There it is, baby. Let me get Hulk Hogan.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. We're just going to let him...
Trumpomania make America great again.
Look at how like angry he is when he's doing that.
I mean, that hair is perfect.
That's got to be a wig, dude. That can't be as real. Like, that's got to be a wig. That doesn't look like real hair.
Dude, I don't know. More power to him. But I will say, I did see the Trump Mania shirts and Barstool's ripping out. Probably going to do pretty well.
Trump Mania? Barstool's ripping out Trump
I think it was Trump Mania shirts, yeah.
Can they actually do that? I don't know.
They can do whatever they want. I mean, until someone gives them a cease and desist, right?
Yeah, I guess, man. I don't. Yeah, like somebody. Yeah, I don't know. That's your ball game, not mine, or your cup of tea. Yeah, I mean, your world, your arena.
Yeah, you pretty much just ask. You do until you ask for forgiveness later. So whatever.
Right. Well, it looks like, according to OSINT Defender, that the California Governor Gavin Newsom and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer are going to be the primary candidates that are likely to be, you know, put in place of Joe Biden. How do you feel about that?
I don't care. I'm not really too worried about it. Is
there anything they could do at this point to actually take that swing and change it? I think what's, I don't know, man. When I look at this, I think like if they looked at it, they were like, Biden's going to lose. Imagine how much media coverage it's actually going to get if he officially ends up withdrawing from the race and they put anybody in place for him. It's going to get a ton of media coverage. And I think Trump's going to kind of start taking the backstage to that. I think that's the whole reason.
I love this photo too, by the way, or just the little clip. Just want everybody to know. I don't care who comes on board with the Democrats. I really don't care. I don't think that the Republicans are worried about it in the slightest bit. They control everything right now. And we're so close to November. Like, we are just a couple, like, what, 4 weeks away? Or excuse me, 4 months away.
Yeah.
4 months away.
We're still months.
Yeah, 4 months away. 16 weeks, I believe. And this kind of, I mean, it's pretty much in the bag, but this is great. Look at this. There was a time when Trump was talking about the fact, you grab her by the P word, right? You just grab her. Well, guess what? After getting shot in the ear, they're doing it on their own.
And folks, this is why I stopped doing the daily devotionals, Rob, because I can't, like, how do I as a Christian go from, like, this clip that I'm about to play to then doing a daily devotional?
Well, because this is like, the truth. He said it, and now they're doing it. I didn't say anything. I mean, look. Am I lying? Put it on screen. I'm not lying. I didn't lie about anything. What are you guys talking
like
about?
It's the clip. It's the woman behind. Like,
I don't know what she was doing, to be honest with you. It's kind of a strange thing. Can you throw it up or what? Okay, what are you doing? Throw it up for the people at home. What is she doing? Or was I right?
I'm not saying
years ago he said it. What did he say?
And it didn't happen. And that Trump did say that. Just, you know,
now it's becoming a thing. So they're just doing it. I don't know who that lady was, by the way, but it's kind of crazy. I personally have never seen a lady do that in public. I don't know why they would. She must have an itch. I have an itch every once in a while, but I got a thing dangling down there and I got to like move it around and stuff like that. What are you talking about? You talk about people dying and making bombs and all this other stuff. A girl doing that in your daily devotional, come on now. You're freaking out.
Maybe I'm just analyzing it just a little bit.
Yeah,
too
you're
hard,
thinking
like overthinking it. I don't know, man.
You were
just overthinking it. Yeah. That's just, I don't know. That's just the way I see it, man. I don't know.
Oh, it's called the beaver drip. I love that.
What?
Yeah, that was called the beaver drip. Who said that? That was a really good one. I just saw that come through the chat. That was really good. That was good. I like the beaver drip. How to fix a beaver drip? Trump is giving them ladies beaver drip. Oh, I like that, dude. That is a good shirt. Do you not think so? You're not really on the same page. Drip? Yeah, you're not on the same page.
I mean, yeah. It'd
be a good time. Ooh, he's giving them the snail trail.
I'm not gonna
lie. Dude, this is going on for days. I love this. This is great. The Mighty Jew has popped in here. Where are you at, Mighty Jew?
Oh,
all right, well, I'm done.
Are we?
I'm always done.
Are we there?
Did you not want to show that video?
I did show it.
No. Not her which flicking one? The bean. I'm talking about the chick that was supposed to look like the Secret Service agent or FBI agent.
We already showed that.
No, we did.
Yeah, we already showed that. We already talked about that.
Dang.
Where were you at?
I'm probably not here. I was mentally somewhere.
Oh, I know. I think you were looking at the Project 2025.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what you were looking at.
Project 2025 is an interesting thing that I'm not going to read too much on.
I think that's what you were looking at.
Do we go over this document, the Trump assassination attempt document, the whistleblower deal?
Did you read through it? I have not. No. You want to do that?
Do I want to do it? I mean, I send these over to you because you have the attention span of like
a gnat.
No, I wasn't going to say a gnat. It's longer than mine. Mine's a goldfish. Yours is more like a moose. To me, when I look at a moose, they have to have a really solid attention span. All right. That's not a factual thing. So but
let's see who sent this sucker.
I think you're excited. I think you just need to like just get on with it.
Says, I write to raise concerns brought to me by whistleblowers about your department stunning failure to protect former President Trump on July 13th. As Secretary of Homeland Security, you are ultimately responsible for your agency and its components, including the Secret Service. Whistleblowers who have direct knowledge of the event have approached my office. According to the allegations, the July 13th rally was considered to be a loose security event. For example, detection canines were not used to monitor entry and detection threats in the usual manner. That's actually pretty scary, because if they had canines roaming through that parking lot, they would have picked up on the explosive device that I talked about. In addition, whistleblower allegations suggest the majority of DHS officials were not, in fact, U.S. Secret Service agents, but instead drawn from the Department of Homeland Security investigations. This is especially concerning, given that HSI agents were unfamiliar with standard protocols typically used in these type of events, according to the allegations. As a member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Committee, which has oversight jurisdiction over your department, I will continue to investigate your department's role in staging security failures on July 13th. Unfortunately, your department has not been appropriately forthcoming with members of Congress, abruptly ending the only call with U.S. Secret Service before most senators could even ask a question. It's completely unacceptable and contrary to the public's interest in transparency. Instead, we have learned more from whistleblowers than your department officials. I will continue to protect anonymity, confidentiality of all who contact my office and ensure that they receive full protections, on and on and on. So that my office can continue its investigation in the events of July 13th, please provide the following information no later than 7 days from now. How did DHS determine to staff the event, including any decisions to rely on state and local officers? What percentage of DHS agents at the event were from HSI rather than U.S. Secret Service? That's a very good question. Were a majority of officers at the event drawn from HSI or DHS components rather than U.S. Secret Service? And if so, why? Were HSI agents properly trained in staffing these types of events? That is a very good question. Did gaps exist in the security perimeter? And were the usual protocols followed to use of canines and magnetometers? That is also a very good question. And I think it's very obvious at this point that gaps in security did absolutely exist. There was one guy that came out yesterday saying that he just straight up jumped over the fence and walked into the event. So it does appear that they are pretty well understaffed. Were agents not appropriately stationed around the podium? Were the standard protocols followed for issuing designated pins to vetted personnel that are allowed backstage? How long did agents physically spend on the ground surveying the site before the event? Did any paperwork obligations prevent a longer and more robust site survey? Signed, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley.
You know, this is not on topic, but do you think that our military is going to have an influx in recruitment this year or next year?
I think, like, truthfully, I think the military, generally speaking, gets recruited from the conservative base. I think the way that the military has gone about recruiting, so for those that don't know, last year the military missed its recruiting goal by 40,000 recruits. It's a pretty big deal.
And I bring that up because look at the photo I sent you. Show the people at home. That's the only reason why I bring this up, by the way. And I'm sorry.
One over here?
Yeah. And Matt Wamy, yeah, thank you so much for becoming a Truth supporter. I bring it up because of that. Because, I mean, they're like making fun of Trump and his bandage ear, but it's like, well, I mean,
let's take a look at our military. I believe Trump looks like the Space Force uniform now.
Yeah, it's like Trump looks ridiculous with his
Army,
bandage.
Air Force, I'm assuming Marines, and probably the Coast Guard is the guy.
But those are like, those are two dudes pretending to be chicks on the right.
Oh, they are?
Are you sure
about that? I don't know, but either way, I think the military has gone in a way of recruiting that takes away from its base. Do you remember that clip we showed of the gal that was talking about her, her having two mothers and on and on and on. And it was like a cartoon style drawing, like U.S. Army recruiting commercial. It was like, why is that even a thing for the military? Like, the successful recruiting ads that have worked for the military in the past were like the Marine climbing a freaking, cliff, scaling a cliff, getting to the top, fighting a dragon off with his freaking sword. You know what I mean? Or, you know, back during the global war on terror, you had dudes that were like running through the desert, shooting stuff, all of that crap. And I think the military has gone away from that and is doing more like DEI style recruiting, which has hurt them vastly, because I think the conservative base inside of the United States really doesn't care about that crap or doesn't want to hear about it. And what you're doing is you're putting that up in front of people, you know, and you're basically turning away your conservative base. I think that's why. I think that's why we have such a huge gap. In addition to that, the war's ended. Young men in particular have a thing about them that they like to go and fight in wars, right? Like, so when the war's drawing down, they're getting out. But on top of all that, you now have like GWAT vets who are out, and it's their kids that are going into the military right now. And there is a lot of GWAT vets that I've talked to that said, global war on terror, for those that know what I'm talking about, there's a lot of those vets that I've talked to that are like, dude, I'm not telling my kids to join the military. I'm not condoning them to join the military because it's gone too far left and it's creating a lot of issues and they don't want to deal with it. That's what I think. And so I think if the military recruitment is going to go up, you might see an uptick if a Republican gets elected into office. But I think more so, a lot of the policies are going to have to get reversed in order to see that happen. Because unfortunately, this has been going on since Obama came in. We started seeing like, you know, the DEI inclusions for females. Hell, you were a part of that too. Like you specifically, like, do you not remember the third ID being used as like a test subject where they were taking people and throwing them in and out of like Humvees and tanks and trying to determine how many people it would take when they were trying to come up with like new PT standards?
Yeah, for MOSs, I did that test.
And everything else, right?
Yeah, I did that.
So I think if they want to move away and they want to fix this recruiting issue, they're going to have to get a lot. They're going to have to start attacking some of those policies. I think the only thing that really had them holding on so long was the fact that a war was taking place and you could go and fight. But now that that's over, now that that's done, I don't think anyone wants to play the game anymore.
Well, there was that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Jacob Natter said, with $5, there any alternative to verify my Discord? It won't take my cell phone number, so I can't post or join Collins. Jacob, I do not know. That's more of a question probably for everybody in the chat, because I could not actually answer that question, to be truthful. But I do appreciate everybody who popped in here today. We had left $1,500. Tony was going to read his daily devotion. Wow, I cannot.
Daily devotional?
Devotional.
Yeah, and I got to put my glasses on for it because, I can't see too well. All right, so it comes out of 1 Peter 3:15. It says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Many Christian men know little about their faith. If asked to give the reasons why they believe in Jesus, they don't know what to answer. They really haven't given much thought into it. However, the same person may give very careful thought to his business plans. After all, a great deal of money is riding on them being right. Yet much more is riding on whether or not his faith is true or not, and Christianity can stand up to close scrutiny. When a Roman governor protested that Paul was out of his mind for believing in Jesus, Paul replied, "I am not insane. What I am saying is true and reasonable." That comes out of Acts 26. The Christian faith not only is true, but also makes sense. If you're too busy to study the matter yourself, avail yourself of the resources that are available, books by writers like Josh McDowell and Lee Strobel. Investigate your faith, then you can be more effective witness for Jesus. Prayer that goes along with it. God, help me learn about the foundations of my faith and help me know how to explain what I believe to others. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So that's the devotional for the day. And I actually do think it like has a little bit of weight that goes into it. Not that I'm a minister by any means, but you really should know what you're standing up for, like why you believe and what you believe. If you are a Christian, that's one of the things you definitely need to look for. Eyewitness accounts, how, you know, the original scriptures end up getting written in Greek. There's a lot of misinformation that goes out there, how it goes from Greek into English, why we have like the King James version, the NIV and all sorts of stuff. But like, yeah, absolutely, guys, you should look into that. 100%. If you believe in something, you should do your research on it. That's what I got on it. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. I appreciate everything you've done for this country.
No, I appreciate everything you've done for this country, sir. You've done amazing things for this country. Amazing, amazing things. If you guys don't know, like, by the way, I'm just going to throw it out there. I actually put in Rob for a Silver Star. I put in Rob for a Silver Star back in 2012 for some of the things that he did. And it kind of pissed me off because I put him in for this award. Everybody else got BSM with fees. Rob went above and beyond. Did you talk about that in your book? Rob ended up going like above and beyond for this particular event. And I'll just leave it at that. This nut job over here that is currently on camera actually exposed himself to fire. And from 1,170 yards away, actually took a sniper shot that ended up taking down two Taliban members that were rushing down on friendly forces. And one of the guys was so close that after Rob actually hit him, he rolled down the hill. Now, those guys were down to about a mag worth of ammunition, and they were actually able to grab the weapon and equipment off the Taliban fighters that gave them extra stuff. I mean, it's just absolutely insane the way he went about it. He ended up having like machine gun rounds, like blowing up all around. It's just, it's nuts.
Yeah.
But you know what they said? Remember what they said?
It was a shitty experience.
Yeah, no, it's crap. But like, and this is why I think military members don't so much put, like, don't put a lot of weight when it comes towards awards. Because you, did you get your Silver Star that you rightfully should have been given? No, you didn't. And what did they say? What was their excuse for not doing it? He was just doing his job. I kid you not. So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I have for you today. That's what I have.
Yeah.
That's what I have. And I bring that up because I catch a lot of clout for my MOS. But at the same time, I have done some pretty wild things, but I didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was like, a day. It was a day. But anyways. Well, I appreciate everybody. Yeah, that was it was cool. It was a fun time. It's a part of my life.
It's different. Yeah.
You made my hands sweat there. But I appreciate everybody hopped in here today. We'll be back maybe tomorrow, this weekend. I don't know what's going on.
We'll see what happens, man. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yep. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.